You're listening to 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. Kenneth Hill is my name, and I'm the host for our get-together. Thank you for joining me today. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. If you have church news for us or community news for us or any kind of news for us, send it to us by way of our internet site, our website. Go to whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and you can give us your information by email. And we are most grateful for it, because that means we get to serve the public by putting the information out there. In any given year, we probably put out, 1,500, 2,000, maybe even more, messages of information about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your church. We're talking about an easy-to-understand word, but not one that's easy to follow. It's called obedience. It means obey. We see signs along the road. We know of laws that have to be enforced. They're enforced for our safety. Stop signs, traffic lights, warnings on medicine bottles, instructions on appliances. All of those are for our benefit. Now, you know this. I do too, as a father and grandfather. You can't train a child unless they are obedient. Doesn't matter how smart they are, if they don't obey, you can't train them. No teacher can teach a child who continues to disobey. No general can lead his soldiers to victory unless they submit to authority. So this is a lesson that God has to teach us. The life of faith is a life of obedience. As Christ lived in obedience to the Father, so we must live in obedience to God. So you think it's impossible to be obedient? Well, some of us do have a hard time. But it's not impossible with God. He's promised in Ezekiel 36:27, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. You'll be obedient, is what he tells us. One of the most disastrous things that I see in life is disobedience and the results of disobedience. As we know that rules and laws are important for us, and many of them can be traced back to the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. These commands given by God in love is to keep us in the very best we can be. So these are not 10 suggestions or 10 rules if they're convenient for you, but these are 10 commandments. God gave a commandment to the Israelites in Jeremiah 11:4, obey my voice and do according to all that I command you, so shall you be my people and I will be your God. Now this carries on in the church even to this day. His love never changes and His commandments never change. His desire for us is to live a victorious life, and that never changes. His wonderful promises give the assurance that obedience should be our desire. So ask God to make it important to you, to imprint the lesson on your heart that the life of faith is a life of obedience. Jesus said, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will make myself known to him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." John 14, 21 and 23. Three key words are found there: has, keeps, and loves, which lead to the intimate fellowship with God the Father and Jesus the Son. God is the author of this intimate relationship that he desires for each of us. And finally, let's look one more time at our title word, which is obedience. We're told in the Old Testament, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice," 1 Samuel 15:22. If we obey the laws, we need not fear the policeman. If we obey the IRS, we don't need to fear the taxman. If we obey the rules of simple health, we don't need to fear the doctor. And if we obey God's Ten Commandments, we do not need to fear standing before him. As we're told in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Throughout our lives, we'll face the rules of God, and we'll face the rules of man. So we have the choice. We can obey, or we can pay the consequences. There are some who've led a life of disobedience, and they're suffering for it in one way or another. But even if you have, forgiveness and assurance are still available for you. 1 John 1:9 tells us, "If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." All disobedience is sin, and it must be dealt with according to God's word. The life of faith is a life of obedience. As Christ lived in obedience to the Father, so must we live in obedience to God the Father. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the new month that's coming, but for this old month that's ending. And we ask, Lord, that you would, by your grace, by the working of your Holy Spirit, that you would guide us, that you would provide for us, that you would use us for your honor and glory. Father, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.